My name is Rob Marshall. I'm at Lardner, and I've been dairy farming since I was 14, and I'm a bit older than that now.
And we're on your farm here, just across the road from Farm World, which a lot of people will be able to position. What are we looking out at?
Yes, basically just the South Gippsland Hills, Strzelecki Ranges. Yes.
Not a bad view here. Can you introduce us to your business?
My business is dairy farming, Rob and Jenny Marshall. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it, as I said, I've been doing it since I left school. My partner, wife, has come into it only 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and she's a city girl and take to it like a duck to water.
Excellent to hear. All right, so how many cows are you milking?
Milking 320 cows, yep. on roughly 320 acres, yep. and with some support blocks, as in for young stock and so forth, yes.
And as we look out across the hills, we can see that, you know, it's still green here. How is the season travelling?
The season has been very dry. We went through a dry winter and not a lot of spring rain. We're hoping for some late spring rain to keep it going, but we've fared fairly well compared to other districts, but we are still struggling two other years, yes.
So you've cut silage?
We have cut some silage, yes. It's probably only about 50% of what we would generally get, mm-hmm. yes.
We're at your farm today. We're at a Tactics for Dry Times workshop where farmers are sharing, you know, some of their strategies around getting through what could be a long, hot summer. How do you set yourself up in terms of feed requirements for the months to come?
We have sown some summer crops, but unfortunately with the lack of rain, they've been struggling.
So what sort of crops?
We've done chicory and some herb and brassica with millet mixes, yes, in two separate lots. And the chicory is positioned so if we get a crop, we can effluent or spray it with effluent to keep it moving.
All right. And what are some of your other plans around feed requirements?
We have locked into a grain contract and we have inquired about buying hay externally, which we generally don't do, but this year we're forced to.
And how are those prices going?
Very high at the moment, unfortunately. When things are scarce, prices go up. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And I think we have to do some sums because we will cull a lot of cows that won't be here next season early just to ease the feed requirements.
So your stocking rate, you'll drop that to try and get through summer?
Yes, yes, because we have got young stock on hand. And as long as we maintain our status quo numbers at the moment, I'd be happy. So we've got roughly 60 heifers that will come into the herd next year.
What about the condition of your cattle? How are they travelling?
At the moment, they would be not as well conditioned as normal, mm-hmm. but on the same hand, well enough that I'm happy with. Yeah, they'd be in about a 4 to 4.6 range.
Yeah.
Yes, score range.
So you're not afraid about letting that condition drop a little?
No, no. I'm a person that will bring them back to about 4.2 and feel quite comfortable with that because we can gain that condition back in the dry.
So how are you feeling at, you know, the end of spring heading into summer?
Still very nervous because it's very unusual for this district to be as dry as it is. This is Warragul, mm-hmm. and if it's not raining in Warragul, it's going to. But I am optimistic. I think we'll get through, yes.